Dr. Cheryl Kirby, Associate State Director for Marketing and Professional Development for the Florida SBDC Network State Office. I'm here today with Debbie Bernard Lanford, Certified Business Consultant and International Trade Specialist for the Florida SBDC at Palm Beach State College, Boca Raton, to discuss export marketing. Thank you for joining us, Debbie.
Cheryl, thank you for having me.
Well, to get started, what are the prerequisites for a company interested in exporting?
Well, there is no set of prerequisites. I think there are several factors that contribute to successful export operations. Management commitment is essential. Entering a foreign market is a process that takes time, it takes staff, and it takes financial resources. Being educated about the technicalities of international trade is also important, and having export marketing plans will outline your strategy, but management commitment is the key factor. I'd also add that having a product or service that's successful in the domestic market that can be adapted to a foreign market is important as well.
So how does exporting affect businesses?
It introduces an entirely new stream of revenue. Entering international markets is one of the best ways you can mitigate the fluctuations in revenue that businesses experience in domestic market. Those are caused by factors such as seasonality, competition, the economy, or even the life cycle that the business is in. But it's also important to realize that international expansion affects your cash flow and production capacity. Those are challenges, but so it's crucial that business owners are prepared for them and the changes and have strategies in place to facilitate that growth.
What would you tell a business owner considering an export marketing plan?
I would say it is the most effective way of setting your business up for success. The business plan is a living document that defines your individual business's export strategy, and it's based on market research, trade statistics, and outlines a plan of action to assist you step-by-step through the process. When a business owner participates in the export marketing plan program, our consultants identify the who, the what, the where, when, and how in collaboration with that business owner. We develop a comprehensive plan, and we identify opportunities, but there's also risks, and we identify how to minimize those. The plan contains valuable resources and information, and then upon completion, the business owner is provided a clearly outlined plan of action, including a timeline to stay on course. I would also advise all potential exporters to find out about the numerous resources available to them through organizations like ours at the SBDC, but also the U.S. Commercial Service and the SBA and Enterprise Florida. Our government has made a financial commitment to assist new-to-export business owners, and the programs are phenomenal. The array of services available range from educational workshops and one-on-one consulting to financing and grant opportunities, and those are things that all business owners can take advantage of.
Okay, so you have this wonderful export marketing plan that the international trade specialists through the SBDC help prepare with the client. But how do the businesses find these international partners and distributors?
I think that building relationships is especially important when it comes to exporting. It's not only knowing where to find your partners, but it's also knowing who they are. The U.S. Commercial Service and Enterprise Florida both host trade events, including trade shows, which are great opportunities to find partners. There's also inbound and outbound trade missions that provide business matchmaking services for U.S. businesses looking for international partners. And an added benefit to those partners is that they've already been pre-qualified. In addition, the agencies have resources worldwide and embassies and consulates that help identify promising leads that have been pre-screened for U.S. exporters and are available through the trade leads database found on export.gov.
I'm sure a big question for some small business is, are there any financing available for specifically to companies interested in exporting?
The SBA has made it a priority to help small business exporters by providing a number of loan programs specifically designed to help develop or expand your export activities. From working capital to loans for facilities and equipment, there is probably a program that fits most exporters' needs.
I know, Debbie, that there is an event coming up in Tallahassee in a couple weeks. Can you tell us a little bit about that event?
Yes. International Days will be presented by the Florida Chamber of Commerce in Tallahassee and is an opportunity for resources throughout the state of Florida to expose the customers and the business owners to international trade opportunities. I encourage any business owner thinking about international expansion to reach out to the Florida SBDC in their area to get more information and details about how we can help their business grow and succeed.
We hope that this discussion has been helpful for our listeners. The Florida SBDC Network is here to help with your export marketing needs. You can find us on the web at floridasbdc.org. Debbie, thank you very much for your time, and I look forward to seeing you in Tallahassee in a couple weeks.